Thanks for that update, Nokwanda. Remember, fill up those tanks. But what you will not be needing any petrol for is the great trek, the great walk, the Unity Walk. Of course, I'm referring to the Unity Walk. And that is a mission that Father Stephen and Dwayne Swiggers are on. From the Napier Center of Healing, I have Father Stephen. And from Gyms for Africa, I have Dwayne Swiggers in studio. Good morning, gents. How are you?
How's it, Leah?
How's it, Leah?
Good to catch up with you again. I chatted to you exactly a month ago, almost to the day. I think it was the 3rd of March and it's the 5th of April. What is happening a month later in terms of your preparations for this grand project?
Yeah, so obviously we've been walking a bit together.
Obviously, you need to be training. You're walking far.
And yeah, now it's about just making sure we get to the start line. So just taking care of all the little niggles that may be there.
Of course.
It's natural that they come. It's a lot of repetition.
Mm-hmm.
And the terrain is really uneven, so it puts your body in like a, well, the biomechanical position your body's in is not favorable, and eventually the wear and tear comes.
Yeah, after repeatedly doing an action for that amount of time, you'd be certain to pick up something. But I mean, you're a biokinesist, you're very highly qualified to deal with certain things.
That's it. And you know, this is why those gyms are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like the gyms that we're going to be putting up, you can almost think of them like workshops.
For sure.
And I was explaining this to Stephen this morning. It's like if you drive a car, if you go 10,000 Ks in a car in a month, you need to get serviced.
If you go
10,000 Ks in a car in 6 months, then you get it. So it's just different. Like people use their bodies differently,
mm-hmm.
but we all need to service them.
That's a very interesting point you raise, because we're sitting here, we're harping on about the distance that you guys are going to be covering, 1,000 kilometers. But covering distance is something that is an everyday requirement for people. Most people living in Africa, some of the most remote and unserviced areas, they have no choice but to walk, and they also have very little access to services, biokinetic services, gym services that will see them heal from injuries that may have been there for years. I'm talking years.
I mean, this is a very small part of the center when it comes down to it, but it's such an important part, and it's a part we can all relate to, because no matter, even if you've got the most active job,
yeah.
you know, if you're a mechanic that's working all day, that's not an excuse not to go and service your body.
Mm-hmm.
You need it as well. They're all suffering. Well, a lot of them suffer with back pains or knee pains because you're lifting up toolboxes or, you know, and everyone's got their thing.
Exactly.
So some people like yourself, maybe you're sitting down a lot of the time
mm-hmm.
because that your work requires it, and you're going to need to service your body differently.
For sure. I do my management. But like you said, that's a small part of what Gyms for Africa will offer on the grand scale. I understand that you aim to take on talent identification, skills development, and many other projects from these gyms. And could you elaborate a little bit on that?
So the most important thing is this lifestyle, just influencing the lifestyle of these communities.
Mm.
The places that where we want to start putting our gyms are in some of the most underprivileged places.
Yeah.
These places don't even have access to fresh drinking water. So, I mean, that's one thing.
Yeah, you know, mind blowing.
We just gotta give them fresh drinking water so that they don't have to walk 30, 40 Ks to get their water.
Yeah.
And then just small thing, like I was just thinking, how can we make an impact with
mm-hmm.
the simplest, on the simplest level? And just explaining to people why sleep's important, how much sleep they should get.
Yeah.
You know, we take for granted we know it, but not everybody knows that.
No, because not everybody has access to the internet like we do. And we very simply hop onto the Google machine. We need an answer. We get it instantly. And this will be knowledge that is reaching communities maybe for the first time ever. And it stands a chance to make a lifelong difference generations to come. And I think that is absolutely incredible. And Father Stephen, you are along for the walk, 1,000 kilometers. Sorry,
it was just, that was the second of the
four main points.
No worries. So the third one is obviously food. A lot of these communities can grow their own food, but don't. And, you know, we could all do that. And in the foreseeable future, I think we will be. But starting at here, self-sustainable farming is a big part of the project. So we're getting in touch with all the big farmers around these areas, and they'll donate seeds and educate. And, you know, with the smallest amount of space, you can grow all the spices, herbs, and fruit and veg you need to, you know, live a really healthy lifestyle.
You just need to know how.
And then obviously the movement. So that's like the fourth pillar. And just getting guys to come through and do like a fun aerobics class and finding people in the community that want to be these leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take on the role of trying to influence others to come and dance and play and move in the right ways to stimulate, you know, the body to heal itself. I think that's amazing. It's not a gym where we want to go and promote guys to build big biceps.
Yeah.
It's about moving the body in the right way to rid itself from the harmful toxins that we accumulate over time.
And holistic wellness, from what I can hear on these four pillars that you've touched on, it doesn't just touch on the physical wellness. There's mental wellness. You're giving some people purpose. You're giving people skills. You are educating, empowering, and uplifting a community. And it starts with something as simple as exercise. And I think it's amazing how you've been able to take this passion of yours and translate it into something that really could stand the test of time. You know, you're one person, but you are giving so much to so many and empowering those people to continue giving. And I think it's just incredible, Dwayne. Congrats. And I would just love to know how people can get involved. But before we head on to the final bit of information, I'd like to tap into the Napier Center. And Father Stephen, you are, in fact, on this 1,000-kilometer walk. We were talking casually off air how you guys could get into a little bit of niggles and spats along the way. But hey, you guys are training for that as well.
Yeah, it's all good fun. I mean, you know, I'm twice Dwayne's age, so I'm going to have a lot more physical things, and what a bonus to walk with a Biokineticus.
Yeah,
I'm
so
pro at all these things.
You must feel super strong and just like mind at ease.
Well, I don't know, because I'm just a bit worried I might hold him back. But no. You know, he keeps on looking and saying, well, try this, try that, and these little things are helping hugely. So I've been under Dwayne's training with Josh Boyd for almost a year, 10 months, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, I just feel totally different.
Amazing.
Different person.
Mentally, physically, all of it.
Yeah, even spiritually. And that's my thing.
Yeah.
So when Dwayne talks about his four pillars, it absolutely resonates with what I do. But I think what's great is that we like a father-son thing.
Okay.
So it's like walking with the son I don't have. He's just such an amazing human being.
You look similar. Honestly, I see. Yeah, I see.
I know.
I see the resemblance.
Yeah, you see. It's all in the genes. Or in the air or whatever.
He got it from you.
Yeah, we get it from each other. So it's... And then what I do, you know, trying to get people back into a healthy lifestyle who've been in a very, very toxic lifestyle.
For sure. So the Napier Center for Healing, we touched on the first time, looks to help those who have found a way out of substance abuse and help them continue along that journey. Yep. So some of the most toxic lifestyles.
Yeah. So the people that we see that irritate us and who we kind of give up on and who've started to give up on themselves, we're trying to say, hey, there is a second hope here.
And will there be an element of that at the Gyms for Africa? Is that something you look to incorporate at some stage? Because I do think that within those communities, there is also a big... I can't speak for all of them. I'm not educated enough in that space. But even in our communities here in South Africa, you see that the poorer communities, because there are less options to provide, do tend towards drug and substance abuse and distribution and get themselves into some really, really toxic lifestyles. Would you look to incorporate an element of that in the Gyms for Africa setup as well?
100%. Like, there's no hard and fast rules. We just want to go and see how we can help without trying to be too disruptive into these communities. You know, they've got their own values and belief systems that they've developed over time, and to come and be very disruptive, it can also ruffle feathers in the wrong way. So we want to go in and see how we can help and how it will, if it's well received, and there's scope and need for different avenues where we can be of assistance, like, for example, getting the Napier Center to come through and give information or even give lectures or even take people out of their ruts and give them a second chance. And definitely,
I think that's a very gentle and sustainable approach, and I think that it has the opportunity to be well received. I think everything that you're doing is backed by the most pure of intentions, and I'm sure that there are so many listeners listening attentively right now who would like to know how they can get involved.
So I mean, whether you're 15 or 50 and whether you got 15 rand or 5 million, I mean, everything makes a difference. You know, not everyone has the time to go and do a unity walk and take a month or so off work, and not even has the want or know how to start charities. But they're out there. So if what we're saying resonates with you, or you know someone that would be interested in it, you can walk up to my vehicle. It's getting branded today, and you can Zapper. It'll have the Zapper thing on the back, and you can either do the Napier Center or Gyms for Africa.
Fantastic.
And whatever amount, you know. If you could also get onto Gyms for Africa, gymsforafrica.com, so www.gymsforafrica.com. You could search Gyms for Africa on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and yeah, get in touch with me in any way. And even if you want, if you're a supplement company listening,
yeah,
and you think, well, let's give these guys some energy bars or whatever, you know, reach out to us if you, if this is something you want to be involved with,
for sure,
we'll get you involved.
So that's Gyms for Africa on all of the social media platforms. And then Father Stephen, how can people get hold of you?
Okay, Napier Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's also www.napiercenter.org. Facebook Unity Walk, that's where we linked, you know, everything's linked there.
Great.
That's the easiest one.
So there's actually an event. So if you head onto Facebook, you can type in Unity Walk 2022 and you'll actually be able to sign up for the event.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're asking people to tag and like and follow so that can build up a kind of a groundswell.
Yeah.
But just to add on to what Duane is, being the parish priest of All Saints, we're trying to get people of all faiths to realize that this is part of our earthly mission. So it's not a Catholic thing. It's a faith thing.
Mm.
So I know Link and I know Grace Church is already doing incredible stuff. We linked with them. Sorry, Mark, I'm using your name in vain here. But, you know, get everybody motivated. Everybody has a heart. Everybody has two feet.
For sure.
So let's do this together.
I love that. And I love that as a parting message. I think that what you're doing is incredible. And you can be sure that this conversation will spread far and wide. If you are just tuning in, this is Duane Swiggers from Gyms for Africa and Father Stephen Tully from the Napier Center for Healing. I didn't call you Stevens this time, hey?
No, cool.
I learned it as your first name. And this was Unity Walk. Find them on Facebook. It is an event. And get involved in whichever way, shape, or form that you can. Because as you heard from Father Stephen, it is about unity, after all. Headed back to the music now here on Radio Life and Style after the short ad break, moving you through your morning until midday.